Mishnah Tes, there is a halachic principle known as lovud. And lovud means that if you have two different objects, which are within three tefachim of each other, if the distance between the two objects is less than three tefachim, then those two objects are considered to be joined together, and we view it as if there is no gap in between them. Now, using the principle of lovud, it can be much easier to make a mechitza, to make a partition, to make surrounding walls, to create a Rishus HaYachid. As the Mishnah now explains, Makifin Shloshel Chavolim, one can surround the encampment in the previous Mishnah, or really when everyone is making a Rishus HaYachid, although we'll see in a later Mishnah whether this can be done in any case or only in the encampment, but be it as it may, when it comes to making a Rishus HaYachid, Makifin Shloshel Chavolim, one can surround the camp with three horizontal ropes, Zeh Lemalo Mizeh V'Zeh Lemalo Mizeh, the second rope above the first rope, and the third rope above the second rope. So you've got three ropes, one above the other. As long as there is less than three tefachim in between each rope, and the shir chavolim v'ovyon yosir al tefach, the measure of the ropes and their thickness has to be just over a tefach altogether. So for example, if each rope was just over a third of a tefach thick, and you place the first rope within three tefachim of the ground, just under three tefachim, then the second rope you place above that rope, again with a gap of just under three tefachim, and then the third rope, again you leave a gap of just under three tefachim, so you've got three tefachim plus three tefachim plus three tefachim, that's nine tefachim, or actually under nine tefachim, because lovud only works if it's less than three tefachim, and then in order to reach the ten tefachim minimum, which the mechitzas need to be, so that is made up by the actual thickness of the rope, which therefore needs to be just over a tefach, kedei sheyeh kol asar tefachim, so that altogether it reaches a height of 10 tefachim, and it will be considered a halachic mechitza, and we view it as if all of the gaps are actually filled up using the principle of lovud. Now the way they would practically do this would probably be that they would have some poles in the corners and stretch the ropes from one pole to the other, and that would be the mechitza, and they would have created a Rishus HaYachid.